It had a seizure.
2016, regular board meeting, Arizona City Fire District.
Let's call this meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this is our regularly, I hate that word.
I know.
I can't ever say it.
Yeah.
Our regular scheduled board, how about that?
That's good.
Regular scheduled board meeting on, I don't even know what today is, July 20th. And present, we have Tim McCain, we have Bill Bailey, we have Betty Harding and Steve Ross. Roger Taylor is absent from this meeting. Welcome guests, thank you all for being here tonight. And glad that y'all could come and be a part of this meeting with us. And we'll move right on to the chief's report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On July's fire chief's report, there's actually 32 items. I'll just highlight a few going through as well as we're going in. Number one, we had one new member recruit start this month. Matter of fact, he started last Tuesday. That's Jeffrey Williams, that I think all of you have met at our banquet last year. He's completed his EMT, so he's starting with us as a firefighter EMT. Number four, the district daily training for the month of July is pre-planning structures in our community and interior hose evolutions. And Captain Lopez Etheton, Captain Hemmings, and myself will conduct those for the month. Number five, our partnership with Wizard Education continues for our in-house paramedic training program. That training program as a refresher goes every Monday and Tuesday, and now it's for the next 9 months. We originally started, that's an 11-month program, so we're basically about 9 weeks into that program. We still have 5 members that are fulfilling that for us in the training program. Number eight, we have the HOHP Eagle One, which is the vehicle for our veterans out. It's honoring and providing health benefits for our veterans. We had the highest rate of veterans here with the lowest amount of VA care of all of Pinal County. So we partnered with HOHP with Eagle One to bring that motorhome out here every month to give the retired veterans a place to go if they don't have participation or a vehicle to get them down to either Tucson or up to Phoenix. They can now do as much as they can on Eagle One here in sight. And we'll help get those veterans to our location to have them fulfill that for us.
Oh, that's cool.
On the ninth, I'm sorry, number nine, on July 10th through the 14th, I attended the AFCA conference, which was in Glendale, just prior to number 10, which from the 14th to the 16th, all the board members and myself attended the AFDA conference in Glendale as well. Number 11, on the 16th of July, I attended the National Fire Explorers Conference in Flagstaff. This is part of one of the judges, again, this is a national competition, this is the finals for all the explorers in the United States. I served as a judge, and I was just telling board chairman, I ended up having a team from Quincy, Illinois, Boca Raton, Florida, SeaTac, which is over in Seattle, and then one from Juneau, Alaska.
Nice.
So quite the group we had through, and that continues through Saturday. Number 20, under community service, during the month, we assisted 39 citizens with smoke detectors, with challenges in batteries and home safety repairs. Especially after this last dust storm last week, we'll get all those detectors that'll just fail in an open mode, so they're alarming. So many are on vaulted ceilings, so after one of those big dust storms, we'll usually kick out 12 or 13 assist for residents to clean those smoke detectors, and this is work that they couldn't do on. 21, the summer activities program for the children of Arizona City continues throughout July. We have partnered with the local Moose Club's support, so Steve, thank you for that. The events are hosted twice a week, and the program has grown to over 100 children per event.
Wow.
So board member Bailey has been at, I think, every one?
Pretty much.
Every one as well.
Yeah, I don't think I've missed one.
It's a lot of work. I know, board chairman, you've been there as well, and so has board member Ross as well, too, to help that. And again, we just received another check for, I think, $150 from the Moose on top of the 100 we already had. So we greatly appreciated that. We had no idea how big this was going to get, so to have 100 kids every time has been a lot of fun.
About 20, 25 kids.
Yeah, it's, first one was, we were lucky if I think we had 25, and now we're counting, basically about 100 kids. And Dean Cronin's helped as well, too, been been helpful, and before you know it, you're standing in the middle of the pool or underneath the hose, and it's a great time to go forward with that as well, so that's been really exciting for us. 21, like we talked about 21, that's the summer program there. 27, I met with Pinal County Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Defense Emergency Management Agency. This was our kickoff meeting on the 26th for the grant dollars we received. Right now we have $25,000 earmarked for us for grant money, and there's a potential of growing that up to $200,000. So I'll continue those meetings as well. And then our contract business issues as well, 29. Where I have an ongoing project to work with our bank to refinance our ladder truck payment to try to get that reduced to save us money in the future.
What's our current rate?
It's high.
It's high, okay.
It's a high fives, if I remember right.
5.6.
5.6, okay.
So we should be able to get that for considerably to take us on the interest payment.
Chief, are you satisfied with where we're at with AirBeam at this point?
I am. The only ongoing project is the diesel generator. The profits are going well. We're online for the fiber optics, which will bring us more money as they bring fiber optics in. They're right now fulfilling the end of their requirement for their SBA loan. If they get that, they're going to drop fiber optics into the whole city. We'll get a contract payment up front every month for those fiber optics to utilize our land and our tower. And then for each customer, we'll end up getting 50 cents as well. So that could grow to a considerable number as well. Negotiating that. The second thing I'm working with Greg from AirBeam on is the backup diesel generator. They're single phase, we're dual phase. So the switchgear has got to be different. We almost run two mirrored projects. The only thing we're going to be able to save is maybe sharing a diesel generator tank or a propane tank. I'm shying away from the diesel, so we're sharing, but basically sharing a propane tank. But I just don't know if the need justifies the financial means to begin with. We haven't had that many outages that are affected of our station to go through. We have backup battery power for UPSs on the radios, so it's just looking at that and allocating for risk management. And that's the highlights of the chief report for July.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Any other questions from Eddie or Steve? Thank you for all the hard work you're doing. You're doing a lot.
Thank you.
And the district's doing a lot, so thank you very much. I'll move right on to the staff reports.
So staff reports under tab 6, again, what you have in front of you is the image trend report from the 1st of June through the 30th of June. For the month, we ran 131 calls. Of those 131 calls, we had 2 fires in the month, 96 medical emergency response calls, 4 false alarm fire calls, and 29 all others, which are our smoke scare, lookout, animal rescue, and animal assist from there, for that total of 131 calls. On the next page, you'll see the breakout per those calls, again, how they break down of the 96 EMS calls. We had 72 of those calls came out excluding vehicle accidents, 18 were medical service calls of other. We had 2 motor vehicle accidents with injuries, and we had 1 motor vehicle accident versus a pedestrian as well on the 3rd. So that's the 96. Service calls totaled 19 for the month that we've talked about previously as well. Good intent calls, we had 8 dispatch canceled en route. These are active smoke alarms, inactive or unemergency inactive calls as well from our response people. So those were 9. Our false alarms or false calls were 4, 2 were false alarm or false calls, 1 smoke detector activation from a malfunction from the alarm company, and 1 smoke detector activation with no fire is unintentional as well, so it was a power outage. So that was the 4. We had 1 special incident for response for a standby for PCSO, and that totaled 131 calls.
It's a little higher this month than it was last
couple
months.
Same. Yep.
I was thinking we were like 90-some last month.
Nope. No, we've been averaging about 4 calls a day for the last 2 quarters. Wow. And then the last page, of the 99 recorded, we responded 68 times with no lights and sirens, which is code 2 for us. 30 of the calls were code 3 with lights and sirens. And initial lights and siren downgraded to code 2 was 1 for a total of 99 calls. Of those type, we treat and transferred a total of 79. We treat and release 5 patients. Patients refusal on scene after initial called were 11. And no treatment or required report at the end were 4 for a total of 99. And then if you look at the last page of the monthly reports, again, this is our fractile response time. Our goal is to try to keep our average response time on all our calls less than 5 minutes. The highest percent of our 90% fractile response time was 6 minutes and 49 seconds. Our highest response time of that 90% fractile response time was 11 minutes and 0 seconds for an average response time of 4 minutes and 19 seconds. So what skews this data, and I'll give you a perfect example, on Monday we ran 4 calls in a row. So before we hit the apron, we had 3 calls, and route we had a 4th call. So with a 4-person company, we ended up hopscotching calls. But even at that, we still made it to that 4th call less than 11 minutes from the dispatch time when we came in. And that was a stage as well, too. So that last one was a domestic, and that's why it's so high. But we still are able to hit calls. Since March of 2015, we haven't missed a call. And it's because we've extrapolated out our manpower to have a model for moving to multiple calls from there. And that's what 4 people in the working chief has allowed us to do.
Good job.
Yeah. That's all I have for monthly reports.
Any other comments or questions from you guys? Okay, moving on to correspondence. Chief, did you receive any with the fire district?
We did not, but I think you have one.
Yes. Roger Taylor called and informed me today that he would be resigning from the board. He has sold his home and is moving out of district, so he is going to resign his position effective immediately. So I'd make a motion to accept his resignation. Is there a second for that?
A second.
And that would be Steve Ross. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That would be a unanimous vote. And so with that, I believe, Chief, we need to get that posted to fill that position. And I guess all we need to talk about
I'll take that action for us, and okay. I'll put it on the agenda for next month as well.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
The consent agenda, all the items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. Anyone care to make a motion to accept that, or would anyone need to pull anything to discuss?
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Okay, that would be Bill Bailey making that motion. Anyone second?
I'll second that motion.
It would be Betty Harding seconding that. And all approved, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that would be a unanimous decision also.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I wanted to close out one thing for the fiscal month. If everybody could turn to page 32 in your consent agenda, please. Our total operating expenses budgets this year at the end of June, which closed our 2015-16 fiscal year, were $1,389,553.41 when we closed out the books on June 30th. Our approved budget when we started at July of 2015 was $1,297,798. So what we did is what we agreed to back in July is I would utilize the contract negotiation positives that we were able to administer. So that was the non-budgeted revenue we brought in above and beyond our contract costs was a total of $35,465.64. Our reserve capital funds, we used $56,289.77. The original board members will remember that prior to the 2015-16 budget year, we approved $150,000 for a building add-on. I decided that it was a non-value-added spend, so we stopped that project to focus those funds on more value-added projects. Unfortunately, I had to spend about $36,000 to re-pour concrete and replace HVAC cooling equipment for the bays because it was affecting our medications and our pharmaceutical products and the rescue rigs. So of that, we spent $36,000 to put that building back in the same state it was found prior to the start of the execution of that project. So you'll see we only used $20,000 out of capital reserves. But we came in exactly 100% of right where we had budgeted for this year. So I think it was just important to know that if we lived through it, we're exactly where we said we were going to be at the beginning of July of 2015. with all the additions we did, and instead of spending $150,000+, we only spent $56,000 and $36,000, we're gonna re-pour the concrete and add the HVAC. In essence, we only used $20,000 on our capital reserve fund. What we're gonna do next year is our carryover is roughly $168,000. We're going to build that back out of the budget and put back in, so all that money goes into capital reserves again. So if you turn to page 31, you'll see that our total reserve capital funds at the end of the year were $296,681.61. We're immediately gonna put in back the $168,626,000 into that and build our budget at 6% per month to put that money back in. So then it truly will be a push-pull as we go forward, so we don't use that money going in from there. Thanks to everybody.
Think so.
It's amazing. It's amazing, Chief, that you can budget the same numbers that you had. That's almost unheard of.
We were close.
Serious. I mean, I've done this for years, and that's the same dang number. That's
cool. So we watched it monthly, every month, to go in and really came in. We only spent what we had. It was what I agreed to. And I didn't want to pull it all out of, to equalize it out of the funds. So this year, our contracts with AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, especially with the addition of Verizon Tower, brought a bolus of that $35,000 above on our contract.
That's amazing. Very good. Thank you, Chief. Going on to now. I gotta go back to the agenda. I should do out here and pull it out so that way I wouldn't have to go back and forth. Okay, call to the public. Those wishing to address the Arizona State District Board will request permission by filling out a request to address the board card, which I did not receive any, Chief. So we'll move right on to old business discussion and possible action regarding Chief Heaton's contract, and that's you, Chief.
So we're going to push that as well, too. I'm still waiting for the final insurance payment to come in. So once I have that, we'll put the contract and have that review for the board. It's exactly what we said we were going to do. We approved a funding dollar for the contract for the life insurance. We're just waiting to try to get that fulfilled now. And once we have that, we'll have the contract.
Okay. And discussion and possible action regarding the 2016-2017 budget.
So Pepper and I submitted a 2016-17 budget that was approved by the board to the county. The county's accepted that. We've not heard back from them. They won't vote on that till September.
Okay.
So we'll utilize our carryover money to operate between now and the acceptance of that budget. We typically get in our last bolus sometime after they do their final approval of the 2016-17 financial.
Okay. Any questions on that? All right. New business, there is none. And we're going to get out of here. We're going to get quick tonight. I know. I really have to stall one more minute because I can't have a 19-minute board meeting.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm in order or not. I would like to propose that we as a board have a work meeting.
Okay.
And just talk about some of the things that are going on. Where we don't have to be so content and formal, where we can throw things back and forth, not deciding anything, but just pulling things in and pushing things out.
Okay. Can we do that at this point? Okay. What date works for everybody?
Next week.
I got my calendar here.
I don't have a calendar. Yeah, you got a calendar? Oh, I got a calendar.
Oh. Yeah, but I have to go by the real calendar, the one that tells me if I have something going on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what? August 3rd would work for me. I'm going to leave town for a week.
You can't do that.
I'm going to do it.
You can flatten your tires, but yeah, that's all there is to it.
I'll drive on flat tires to get out of here. Okay. As long as I can get to Phoenix on flat tires, I can change the tire.
August 3rd works for me, too. Does it work for you?
Sure.
August 3rd?
What time works for you guys? Same time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. August 3rd, 6 p.m. Is that within a time frame that we can do that, Chief?
Sure.
I didn't know if we had to give a notice.
No, you can actually do that one, and also if you wanted to take action, we can post up one.
Do we have to do that for 30 days?
No.
But I'm supposed to have 30 days. Okay. Yeah, that would be.
That's a good point to remember. If it's a work meeting, you can take no action.
Yeah.
special meeting, you could take action.
So work meeting is no action, or just discuss stuff?
Right.
Is that up to the public, or is it just all of us?
No, that's all.
Right?
Work session, we can discuss, but no action.
Okay.
I think your question is...
Is it open to the public?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime us four get together to discuss anything regarding this place, it has to be open to the public.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, would you call, if you say, executive meeting?
Special meeting.
Do you want to make it a special meeting, or do you want to just make it a work meeting?
I just want to know where we're at.
Just a work meeting.
Okay, let's just make it a work meeting, and then we'll make the decision on that board member at the next regular meeting.
Board member?
That gives a whole month for people to, if they would like to be a part of that, which I...
Work.
All right.
Will somebody...
Okay, see, you did a good job, Betty. You made my meeting last 22 minutes instead of 19 minutes.
Yay for Betty.
All right, so our next regular, our work session will be on August 3rd at 6 p.m. Our regular meeting will be on August 17th at 6 p.m. And a week before that, what is it, the 9th that they got to be in?
Yes.
So if you have any business to put in, then you need to have that in by the 9th. And with that, I need a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yes.
If you guys in the work session have something specific you want, if you let me know that, I'll try to bring as much as I can on that.
Oh, okay.
Make the best use of that time.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay, that'll be Steve Ross in a second.
I'll second.
All right, Betty will second that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Good night.
My kids would be happy because I'll be coming home quick.